Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their expertise and secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by the Automated Client Machine. This system brings you daily sales and calls booked on your calendar without burning cash on ads, without posting on social media or jumping on 1,000 podcasts or doing any kind of cold outreach at all. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can grab this step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we do this without risking a single dollar on ads at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Ryan Kasson. Ryan is passionate about entrepreneurship, having launched and sold multiple businesses. He co-founded Superpowers, which helps entrepreneurs hire and train their right fit executive assistant. Kasson is also a co-founder of Here Homes, a real estate investment platform, which owns and manages over 100 rental properties across Dallas. Ryan, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Oh, it's such a great question, and thank you for the opportunity to join you. I think most people think productivity is about time management, but I think it's about killing decisions. Unfinished tasks are just decisions you haven't made yet, and the faster you clear decisions, the faster you win. So we're in the business of executive assistants, as you mentioned, and I think one of the things that folks that we work with and folks that have a high leverage executive find is they can have freedom and growth when they stop spending their days in decisions that don't move the needle versus, you know, taking the time and space to focus on the ones that do.
You know, you mentioned decisions, decide, and the actual root of that word comes from like basically killing or eliminating something. When you decide, you're chopping it off and you're moving it literally off of your plate. And so it's just an interesting association that you make there, because if you don't decide, then you're stuck with this thing that's just floating around and occupying space and filling up your brain with, you know, energy of kind of maintain, well, where's it at? I got to keep up with it because it's still alive, you know?
Yeah. We call those open files in your mind, and it fills up sort of like, I don't know, maybe the comparison would be all those open browser tabs that pile up over the course of a day or a week that you never get back to. Your
get out of my head, Ryan. Stop spying on me.
Yeah. A little too real, right? Your observation about the word decide, it kind of reminds me of Greg McKeown's book, Essentialism. And he talks about how the word priorities is a modern innovation, that for the vast majority of the word priorities existence, it was singular. And it's only a recent thing that we've turned it into this sort of plural. Mm-hmm. We can have multiple priorities. And I think it's very complementary thinking, right? Is that, do you have a priority? Are you making the decision to focus on that priority? And have you cleared the clutter that gets in the way of you staying focused on that one thing?
You just changed something inside of me, Ryan. Like, it was one of those things that it, like, I never thought about it, but as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, of course, it's always been that way. You know, those are the best things to learn. Like, when you hear it, you're like, I never heard that, but it makes total sense. The idea of, well, what is your priority? It is the thing that comes before everything else. Literally the word prior, you know, this comes before everything else. This is your priority, but you can't shove more things in there that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Man. Oh, mind blown. So just marking this down, episode, you know, 300 and whatever of the Do Zone, something just changed inside of me. And it really, it's one of those things, like, if you really think about the words that we use, the word busy, you know, is just an enabler. And that's something I've believed for a long time. Like, nobody's really busy. It just makes them feel good to say they're busy, you know?
Yeah, I think that's right. And you know, at a certain point, I think people get to the point where, you know, business owners get to the point where that busy starts to stick out as, you know, sort of like a sore thumb, right? It becomes, it goes from a It's weird. It's subtle, right? It goes from this badge of honor that they trade with fellow entrepreneurs to something that there's, honestly, what we see is there's a little bit of shame around, right? It is a representation or it's a reflection of the fact that the business has gotten out of their control, that it's running them instead of the other way around, right? And so, a lot of folks that we talk to, they're trying to figure out, they're literally, how do I get out from under this pile of busy? And by the time, they're thinking about, for instance, bringing on an executive assistant, it feels almost impossible. It feels almost out of reach to them. And we've literally talked to folks that as they sort of paint the picture of what their unique ability is and what their ideal day looks like and all of the things that get in the way of that. If you're able to clear those away, we ask, what impact would that have on you personally and professionally if you just stayed in your unique ability day in and day out? And we'll literally see people, tear up. They get emotional thinking about the possibility of reclaiming their time and just focusing on what they're uniquely good at. So it's tough. A lot of entrepreneurs, especially if you're bootstrapping, are in that unfortunate position of they take on all of the tasks and eventually one by one, they hire people around them to take things off their plate. But oftentimes that executive assistant role, that's the one that mops up all of the things that are remaining, the things that don't fit neatly into operations and sales and HR and finance. That's the last one that they get to. And it oftentimes is the most freeing one. It's the one where you can get freedom from the business and the ability to grow it without you being in it day to day.
And so one thing that around that topic that a lot of people are concerned about is if I'm used to doing a lot of these things myself, or nobody's going to do it as good as me, how do we make that leap of okay, I'm going to have somebody else do this and still not lose the magic of the company and my values and my vision, even though somebody else is executing?
Well, I think embedded in your question is actually a key insight, which is there are certain things I do that nobody can do as well as I can. Nobody's as good as I am at these things. We don't want to delegate those things away, right? That by definition is the kind of activity, the unique ability work that you should keep on your plate. It's all of the things that you get good at, right? Maybe you started really bad at finance, but you managed to get good at by virtue of the fact that you just had to do it. Maybe really bad at customer service or client interfacing, but you got good at it. You're competent at it by virtue of the fact that you just had to do it. You were the only one to do it. If it's not your unique ability, it's activity you shouldn't be doing. And so oftentimes the limiting mindset here that we run into is that people think of work that an EA does as menial. Right? It's the low level clutter stuff that they just want to get off their plate. But the problem is that kills your ability to see that that's somebody else's unique ability work. And so what's menial and frustrating and aggravating to you is in fact somebody else's highest and best use. It's their talent at work. And so you're missing out on the creativity, the energy, the consistency, the passion that comes from that being somebody else's unique ability work. I think about it as elevating the work, right? So instead of pushing it down to an executive assistant, and I think this is broader, this is, applicable to delegation in general, rather than delegating the work down and sort of like looking at it from an organization chart kind of view, you should really be thinking about elevating it up to somebody who it's their unique ability. And what that does is it shifts it from an expense mindset to an investment mindset when you're hiring somebody.
Well said, and that's one of the biggest shifts that I think we have to make when we're running any kind of business is the dollars that are going out of the bank account should be an investment to bring more dollars back. And there are different levels to this because kind of the first one is, hey, I got to go out and get as much cash as I can in the door. That's like entrepreneurship 101. And then entrepreneurship 102 is, all right, I need to probably invest some money into marketing so that I can get more dollars in the door. And then entrepreneurship 201 is like, okay, now I need to get other people. I need to go and invest money to get other people to do this so that I can give myself a raise and move to the higher level activities.
Yeah, that's right. And eventually, there are gradients even within all of those steps, right? So oftentimes, and I've been here myself, doing having various businesses over the last 15 years, for the bootstrap businesses, you are hiring people who, I mean, everybody says hire A players, right? It's such a throwaway line. And of course it's easy. It sounds great. Like, of course I'd hire A players, right? The reality is A players are expensive. And a lot of times what we do is we settle for C or B players. And that's what we need at the, that's all we can afford, right? And we're trying to build the business on B or C players. But the difference with the A player is that you've got somebody who's not only doing that work in their unique ability, which of course has all sorts of benefits. The big fundamental shift in my experience from working with A players is that they're the leader and you're the boss. And so that's like a huge distinction. If you think about your typical B or C player, and I've got plenty of experience working with those folks as well, you're constantly having to not only share the vision and and what the priority is, you're also having to break it down and say, here are the next steps and follow up with them and ensure the consistency of execution and the excellence in the final product and all of these things that are just distractions from you being able to focus on the future of the business. An A player is going to be the leader. They're not going to want the how from you. They already know the how. In fact, the best ones have already done it before at a higher level than what your business is at, right? And so you're the boss, right? You're setting the vision. You're saying, here's where we're going to go as a team. But the A players, they're the ones figuring out the how. They're the ones organizing the next steps, right? They're the ones reporting out on the progress and proactively solving problems. And it's a really freeing thing. Like a good A player, as soon as you can finally afford one, it becomes very addictive and you're very quickly trying to figure out how can you replace less than A players in your organization.
Yeah, well said, man. And so, speaking of, let's talk a little bit about what you do, who you serve, and how you can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So Superpower's mission is to help successful entrepreneurs achieve new levels of freedom and growth. Like I said at the top, people we talk to are on this teeter-totter. The freedom is what they're seeking. It's why they started the business, and the growth is what they need to get there. So they focus on freedom and sacrifice growth, or they focus on growth and sacrifice freedom. We think a high leverage executive assistant is how you get freedom and growth in your business. So we recruit, train, and manage Philippines-based executive assistants. And what we do is, in our discovery call is just like I said, we go through what your ideal day is, what gets in the way of that, figure out who the right fit would be for you and your organization. And then we have a very candid conversation about whether or not we're able to deliver that person, right? We're fundamentally in the matching business and we don't want to create bad matches. So we have a really candid conversation about whether or not we're the right fit. And maybe this would be helpful for your listeners. We've got a three P's framework we've sort of developed over time that helps people make that decision. There's projects, processes, and proactive types of assistance. Projects, that's I need a graphic designed, I need a video edited, I need some social media content. Go to Upwork, go to Fiverr, quick, easy, cheap, on-demand talent. Processes, that's where you want to hire a VA, a virtual assistant. Low cost, sort of human automation, right? You don't have AI to automate the process yet. A good VA can do it for you. And what we specialize in, what we focus on is the proactive, the executive assistant, someone who's looking around the corner, anticipating you and taking action on your behalf.
Well said. And so projects, process, proactive. Yeah.
That's it.
Three processes. Okay, great. And so where can we go to learn more about this and connect with you?
Yeah, for sure. So we're at superpowershq.com, superpowershq.com.
Very good. Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Ryan Kasten, for joining us and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done. For those of you who are interested in learning more how to connect with him and getting an executive assistant, you can go to superpowershq.com. Hey, whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, you can snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and calls booked without having to burn money on ads or run yourself ragged chasing down your next lead, get the automated client machine blueprint at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.